Milo's Pro Rewards members. Save big during Lowe's Pro Savings Days. Get your member volume discount, plus an extra 5% off eligible orders with a quote of $2,000 or more. And buy more and save more with up to 20% off in-stock molding when you spend $250 or more. Members get more at Lowe's. Valid through 7/31. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Can't be combined with any contract or special pricing. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit the Pro Desk or Lowe's.com/terms for more details. Subject to change.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, they both heard someone doing the dishes, but the dishes were still in the sink. Was that just some kind of ghostly practical joke?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Share those real ghost stories with us. You can call in anytime at 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Then if you like to have the shows without the commercials, you can get them along with advanced episodes and access to the archive. Become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and my sister is Kathy Gordon. How are you?
Well, I'm doing good, Carol Hughes. Somehow we need to harness this energy for household activities.
Well, here's the thing. It's like, if you're going to sound like you're doing the dishes, do the dishes.
Exactly. I mean, if you can move my keys to a place I can't find them, seems like you could put that cup in the drainer.
And how can you make the sound of doing dishes with no dishes being done?
Like, where does the sound come from? We have heard about stories where people hear things like happening in the kitchen, like, you know, dishes or cupboards being opened, maybe dishes being set on the counter, like kind of movement and like as if somebody's maybe in their cooking, kind of moving things and doing things. But then when they get down there, nothing has happened. So we've heard this kind of thing before in kitchens. This week, I noticed this week, you guys, and I'm not telling anybody that's listening this week to this. It is hotter than blazes here, right? So I thought my bedroom was kind of hot the last few nights. But, you know, it's really hot outside. So I'm thinking the air conditioner is just not keeping up with it or whatever. But then I come like out in the other room and it's nice out here. So I'm like, why isn't it getting cool in the bedroom? So I just happened to glance over and my vent is completely closed. Now, you might say, oh, you just hit the vent or something, but this is an old vent that's kind of rusty and I have to take a screwdriver to it to open and shut it.
So do you remember it being open in the past?
Well, yes. And then it was completely, I looked over and it was like, is that closed? And it's all the way closed. But I had to go to the garage and get a screwdriver to open it. Like, it's not something that you can just do with your fingers. Like, I couldn't just hit it with the vacuum or something,
and
you know?
Why, like, seriously, you need to have a conversation with your house and be like, hey, it is hot as hell, and I need the air conditioning on when I sleep.
I have a few dishes that need done. Could you go down there and do that? Like,
that
if we're going to have
awesome.
This energy in the house, let's put it to good use.
I would love that.
Right. Vacuum. Now, I would be a little creeped out if I woke up in the middle of the night and things were being vacuumed. But maybe if it got my housework done and I didn't have to do it, I don't know. Might be something to that.
I will have to say that I will do my own dishes. I'd rather do them myself.
Yeah, just imagine getting up in the morning and they're all done, just sitting there in the rack, you know, and you're just like, okay, that's
and then my
totally
first
creepy.
Thought would be, did I drink a lot or something? Like, what did I take last night to have this total blackout?
I'm not usually
blackout?
So productive when I drink. Look at this.
It's like, what happened to me? That is crazy. So here's the story today. I think this is pretty interesting.
All right.
So it says, when I was a student at the University of Georgia, I would hang out with friends at a pizza place called Steve Arino's. That I don't know why that makes me smile so big.
I love that so much.
I want
Steve
to go
Arino.
To Steve Arino's.
I love it.
I think I'm going to get a pet and name him Steve Arino.
I agree. I think we need a dog named Steve Arino.
Steve Arino. I don't know why that makes me smile. So it says, we would eat pizza and drink beer. Ah, good times. I would also waste an awful lot of money on video games, a 3D version of Star Wars. I got pretty good at it. So one day, one of my friends was watching me play, and he made the casual remark that I should join the Navy and become a fighter pilot. You know how the littlest things can sometimes change your life? It's like,
that doesn't seem very casual.
It's so funny. It's like somebody's like admiring, like, you're really good at this game. You should become
you
a fighter pilot in the Navy. And he's like, okay, because it says, so next thing I knew, I was filling out applications, taking tests and going through all kinds of acid testing to join the Navy.
Oh my gosh. Good
what
for
is,
you.
What is acid testing?
I don't know.
Is it taking acid and seeing how you react or what? But anyway, that's what it says. And so he did all this testing. It worked. I was given orders to report to NAS, Naval Air Station, Pensacola, to attend Aviation Officer Candidate School, also known as AOCS. AOCS.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm really proud of him.
Good for you.
Like, that would be tough in the fact that he did it. Like, dang.
Yeah. I guess that guy knew what he was watching on that video game.
I guess so. So it says AOCS was the subject of the movie An Officer and a Gentleman with Richard Gere and Deborah Winger and Louis Gossett Jr. But the Marine Corps drill instructors were nowhere near as sweet as the ones in the movie. It was much closer to Full Metal Jacket. If any of us had started drowning in the jet dunker, kind of a letdown as it would have been boring for even third graders, he would have just laughed, but by then he was nowhere to be found, probably out fishing. I don't know who he's talking about. I guess it's his instructor.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, I finished primary flight school in Milton, Florida, and got orders to report to NAS, Naval Air Station, Kingsville, out in Texas, for intermediate jet training. This person is incredible. Some things civilians don't understand about Navy service. As an officer, you have a choice of either staying on base in a BOQ. You know, that's the thing about the military. They have all of these abbreviations for everything. So BOQ stands for Bachelor's Officer's Quarters. Fancy lingo for a hotel. Or you can choose to find someplace off base to rent. As you might imagine, everyone found a place off base. Who wants to sleep where you work if you don't have to? I get that.
Yeah.
Actually, definitely. I do sleep where I work. I was at home. So my buddy, I'll just call him Steve, not Steve Arino, decided to rent a house in Kingsville. The base is just to the east of town. We found a very small house in a lower income but nice neighborhood. It was 2 bedrooms and 2 baths. Perfect. I'll go ahead and let you know that it was on East Lot Avenue. It's probably safe to say that, since there are a huge number of homes on that street, back then and even today, nearly 40 years later. I wish I could give you a historical backstory for it, but it was just one of a lot of houses on the street. Another thing civilians will just never know or understand about military service: sleep is the most precious commodity in your world. Nobody messes around with anybody's sleep. You can play all kinds of pranks, but you don't fool around with sleep. It really is a sacred thing. We were even instructed, no joke, on how to take short naps while sitting and even standing up, it can be done. As a student pilot, your time is divided between eating, sleeping, flying, getting yelled at, and studying. That's pretty much it. No nightlife, no fun, nothing but eat, fly, sleep, get yelled at, and study, in whatever order you can cram it in. One Friday night, Steve decided to make spaghetti for us. I was impressed. He knew how to cook. Yes, for me, boiling water with noodles is cooking. I remember it was one of the best meals I had that time of my life. Anyway, when we finished eating, we decided to wait until the next morning to do the dishes. We didn't have a dishwasher, so we just put our dishes in the sink. The next morning, I was awakened by the sound of Steve doing the dishes. At 7 o'clock in the morning. That is all in caps. That is just wrong. Believe me, we would certainly not be up at 7 a.m. unless we had to, and we didn't have to that morning. I heard all of the sounds of dishes being washed. It was not quiet. I heard dishes clinking and water running and the kitchen drawers being pulled out and being closed again. In fact, I thought he was being loud about it just to wake me up and get me to go out there and help him. To say I was angry would be an understatement, also in caps. But since he had been nice enough to cook, I felt obligated to get up and go help. It was a bright, beautiful morning, so I got out of bed, got dressed, and grabbed the doorknob to go out to the kitchen and help. When I tell you I was angry, I am not kidding. So I stopped. I was holding the doorknob and thought, if Steve wants to get up this early on a Saturday morning when we don't have to, let him do the dishes. I got undressed, went back to bed without going out to the kitchen. I finally got up at 9 a.m. When I walked out, there was Steve sitting on the sofa in the living room, eating a bowl of cereal, and yes, studying. Hey, you know, if you had just waited for me to get up, I would have gladly helped you do the dishes, I told him. He looked up at me with a, what are you talking about, look on his face. I didn't do the dishes, he said. I told him I knew he did the dishes. He made enough racket to wake the dead. He told me he thought it was me doing the dishes. He'd done the same thing. If you want to get up that early, then you do the dishes. Steve had also gotten up, gotten dressed, and changed his mind, went back to sleep. So we went into the kitchen, and there in the sink were the dishes from the night before. No water on them, no mouse tracks. Ew, why would they have it? Yep. Ew, it was a low-rent neighborhood. It's like, oh, look, no mouse tracks on our dirty dishes. They were exactly where we had left them and in the exact placement. We tried to come up with some kind of explanation for what we had heard, but both agreed that it could only have been the sound of those dishes being done. It's not exactly a strange or mysterious sound, you know, so mistaking it was out of the question. And like I said, you do not mess with someone's sleep in the military. That is not cool. So who did it? We eventually would go our separate ways, and for 30 years, we never heard from each other again. Back in 2017, though, I found Steve on LinkedIn, and we were able to meet up in his current hometown of Phoenix. While going through the long stories of our lives, I finally asked him about that night, if he remembered the dishes incident in Kingsville. He did. To this day, he swears it was not him and swears he thinks it was me. It wasn't. Those dishes were untouched. Sadly, that's the only spooky thing that's ever happened to me in my life. I would love for something else to happen, but I will tell you this, that was one of the strangest things ever. That is weird that they both heard it.
Well, it is weird. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm a little confused because Steve apparently had been in the kitchen because he said he was sitting on the sofa eating cereal.
Yeah, so maybe Steve got up to go in the kitchen with him, like, look, they're not done.
But he already was in the kitchen before him because he was eating cereal. He must have gone to the kitchen.
Well, but what I'm saying already is that maybe he was like, I know. And you go follow someone in there. They have been done.
Okay. Yeah, I see.
I was in there. Maybe it was one of those. So he probably got up. I'm going to guess Steve Areno. I'm just going to call him that.
Steve Areno. Let's just call him Steve Areno.
I'm going to guess that Steve Areno heard the dishes thing got up, made a bowl of cereal, saw the dishes, and then was like, what the hell did I hear? I guess I didn't hear anything. So then when this guy gets up, then he's like, oh my God. Like, yeah, how surprising, because I heard the same thing.
Well, it's just a stupid practical joke for them to play on the other one, whichever one would have, you know, supposedly done it.
Because, oh my God, who has time in their life?
And then you had to get up early and then just go in the kitchen and make a lot of noise like you're doing the dishes.
Nobody
well, if you're
going
to go to all that trouble, just do them.
Yeah, and these guys are like in jet fighter school. Like, they're going to do that kind of shit.
Like, if you're going to play a practical joke on someone, it's not that.
I just think it's so interesting, though, how you can hear the sound and you know it's that sound. You know exactly the sound of doing the dishes and cupboards opening and things being put into the silverware drawer versus the cabinet. You know, you can tell all those sounds. And then to get up and what caused the sounds? Like, there was nothing being clinked about.
Yeah. And it's not like having a TV or a radio on would make that noise.
Oh, my God.
You know,
maybe,
so that couldn't be.
Yeah, and maybe it was like the ghost of this elderly woman who was pissed off that they went to bed without. I don't know why I think it would be an elderly woman. It could be anybody who's like super anal when it comes to cleaning, but who's a ghost and is like, not in my house. And I'm going to mess with you. You guys should have been up doing these dishes already.
I like that. I really think that makes, honest to God, more sense than anything else.
It's like, because I can just manipulate and make you think you're hearing something.
Yeah, because it just isn't something either one of them would do to be, you know, funny or whatever to the other one. It is not.
I was thinking originally of it being a ghost practical joke. But now that I think about it, I'm going to go with the... Look. Anal.
Yeah, I like the OCD ghost.
Yeah.
It's a mom kind of thing to do. Mm-hmm. She's mad because the dishes got left and were done.
They obviously weren't even rinsed off because there was no mouse tracks.
That's right. So. And I'm not sure that I'm more scared of a ghost being angry or mouse.
What's worse, a house full of mice or ghosts? I don't know.
I think
Don't
mice.
Make me decide that.
I don't think I could do mice.
Oh my God. Well, here we've got another story. Let's give this a listen.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Tammy, and I live in a small town in Texas. My ghost story is about me being a single parent, raising two teenagers, one girl and one boy. My daughter at the time was going through teenage stuff and had, in high school, made a few girls angry. Well, we lived in a two-story neighborhood that was gated, and one evening, it was in bed, it was probably about maybe 2 or 3 in the morning, and I was dead asleep. Well, something whispered in my ear, Tammy, wake up and look out the window. Well, I woke up, I looked out the window, and I noticed 3 girls trying to get into my daughter's car. She at the time had a Jeep that had a rag top, and they were unzipping the rag top, pulling all of her stuff. Well, at that time, it scared me so badly, I yelled very loudly, everybody wake up, somebody is breaking into Sydney's car, and ran down the steps and ran outside, and I caught the girls that were stealing her car to this day, or stealing the items from her car. To this day, I truly believe it was my guardian angel waking me up to ensure that all of my daughter's stuff in there was not taken. Her books were in there, her wallet, all of her items for school that I would have had to replace. Well, that is my guardian angel story. Hope you enjoyed it, and thanks for listening. Have a blessed day.
Before I address the guardian angel part of that story, I want to say this is a public service announcement to everyone listening. Do not leave your wallet and valuable things like your school books in your car. You know, on that Nextdoor app, I get emails from it, but there's always these people like, they've got these Ring doorbell videos of somebody breaking into their car and they took their purse. I'm like, what the hell was your purse doing in your car? Take it in the house with you. I know she was a teenager and she probably doesn't think about that sort of thing, but that's just...
I also want to say, what is with these bullying people?
I know.
Like,
these girls are mean.
Like, if you don't like somebody, just walk away. Just don't go do things with them. You know, like, go find new friends or whatever. I don't understand this whole vengefulness that I'm seeing all the time.
Well,
you know?
High school is mean. Like, I am so glad I'm not in high school these days. Yes.
And I just hate that for this girl that she had to put up with this, with these mean girls doing this kind of thing. You can only imagine at school that how they were being mean to her. So I really feel bad about that. On the other note of the story is I truly, yes, believe somebody said something to you to warn you about what was happening.
I do too.
And I think more of an angel as opposed to a ghost.
You know, I don't think they're there necessarily hovering over you all of the time. I just think they appear when you need them.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear,
I agree.
But she heard it whisper in her ear. Like,
and it woke her up. So, I definitely say I go with the guardian protector sort of angel spirit, whatever you're comfortable with calling this. Some people are a little bit more in-tuned and hear them more often or more receptive. And sometimes they just have to be super forceful, yell at us, you know, the car's being broken into or whatever.
Yeah.
So I honestly think that that's the case. I think she's absolutely right.
I just think it's so cool that something like that could even happen. Mm-hmm. You know, you're sound asleep in bed. There's no reason you should be like, I've got to get up and go look outside. Something just whispered in my ear. And then to actually see the car being broken into at that moment, I think it's really cool.
I do too.
But don't leave your purse in the car. I'm just telling you. Those are our public service announcements for the day. So if you have a real ghost story, we would like to hear it. So call in anytime, 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you'd prefer an ad-free version of the show, you'll also get advanced episodes and access to the archive. Become a premium subscriber. Do it through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. Sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
What's up, Boos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car look in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.